A year ago, the Women's Giving Fund, one of the funds managed by the Park City Community Foundation, kicked off the challenge to find 1,000 women to contribute $1,000 to build a million-dollar endowment. Fund organizers Sharon Winders and Jody Gross say they'll be gathering at Maxwell's tomorrow to announce that they've reached their goal.
And we are ecstatic.
We just can't thank the women of Park City enough for all their support, and thank you to KPCW and the Park Record and everyone in the community who's just given us such a tremendous support. It's a really incredible community, because I really thought this challenge would be difficult to make, and we have actually exceeded our challenge.
Memberships are still coming in, and those wishing to be founding members can join through tomorrow's celebration, but after that, it's done. While the fund has received some grants from Zions Bank and Wells Fargo, as well as Vail Resorts, they say this has been a campaign of individuals.
It's been wonderful. But truly, this hasn't been all about the corporations. This has been about individual women in our community who've joined. It's really quite surprising. Oh, and quite exciting.
And a lot of women pledged monthly. So $82 a month, which for me, I think is just a wonderful thing when you think about all the causes that you can give to, and to want to be a part of 1,000 women doing things for women and children, I think is amazing.
Winder says that all of the money has been put into an investment fund managed by the Park City Foundation. Starting next year, the interest will be drawn and then given to an organization that serves women and children in the community.
We will form a committee that will research the grant applications and narrow them down, and then all 1,000 women will vote on which project will get the initial money.
In addition to their financial contribution, they say that members are also giving their time.
Last year, one of the things we did was Reality Town. We volunteered for that. And this year, we're going to be helping with the community garden at People's Health Clinic. And another thing that we do, which is going to be fun, is we do have some social events, which, of course, are hiking, could be the free concert. All of these social events require that the women pay their own way. I mean, it's not coming out of this money. So we're looking forward to that. And we also will have a committee that will be in charge of the annual event that announces who will get the grant. So It's an exciting time.
What we found is when this group started was we didn't realize how women wanted to give to this cause, but they also wanted a way to connect with new people in the community. And what was shocking to me was some of the people who've been here for 20 years were like, you know what, I want to meet some of the new people who have come to town. Yes, I have wonderful old friends, but some of them have moved away, some of them have done it other things. But there's some really exciting women I'd like to meet. And that's why through the powder days or through a hike or whatever it is, they're able to meet new people. And it's very exciting.
That's Jody Gross and Sharon Winders with the Park City Women's Giving Fund. The We Did It celebration will be held at Maxwell's from 5:30 to 7:30 on Wednesday. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.